This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
He's in Montana. And, class, going forward, we plan on continuing broadcasting USA Prepares. Same faculty. And the plan is we're certainly staying on Rents Radio and Global Star. And I'll be producing it here, and they will be carrying it. So no change there. Well, there might be a time change where you listen to it, but we don't plan on going anywhere. And that's assuming I can pull this off at my end. So I don't have much time in order to make everything happen at my end, but I'm working feverishly to do it day and night. And so in case you're wondering about the future of USA Prepares, we plan on being around. And Kyle, you were talking about this hyperinflation. And the government's lying to us. There's no question about that. So I looked up the house, the first house that Mrs. Fennelli and I bought together. Now, I bought a house before that, before we were married. But together we bought this house, and she decided that she would rather have an extra bedroom than a diamond ring. So I looked up the price. And in 1979... we bought this house for $74,900. We paid the full asking price. It's a two-story brick colonial made in 1945, and it was the model. It was the model for the neighborhood, and it was really spectacular. Now, today, if you buy the model, it's cheesy. It's got the minimum of everything. They bang it out, and the builders don't have a lot of funds, so they don't put a lot of funds in it, but they make it look nice. But in terms of more show than go, that's today. Okay, and when you buy appliances and they say this is the builder model of appliance, that's the bottom of the barrel. Okay, that's as low as you can get. There's no lower cost than the builder's model for appliances. But anyway, so we bought this house for let's say $75,000. I just looked it up. That was in 1979. I just looked it up. It is now appraised at $557,000. That's 7.5 times more than we paid for it in 1979. So if you're thinking inflation, next, 3 or 4%, that's nuts. That's absolutely not true. Next point. I thought that it was costing us about 30 cents a loaf to make bread here at the farm. And I was thinking, okay, it's about a dollar at the Chinese factory outlet if you want to buy one and a half pound loaf of white bread, but I don't like that, and I haven't bought it in many, many years. But I thought it was about a dollar, and it would cost us 30 cents to make bread, buying a 25-pound sack of flour at Sam's Club, bread flour. And then there aren't many ingredients. So the bread recipe is, let's say, 1.5 pounds of flour, bread flour, a teaspoon of salt, 3 teaspoons of sugar, three tablespoons of sugar, 3 tablespoons of the oil of your choice, and 1 teaspoon of yeast. Okay, and about 2.9 cents worth of electricity. Okay, that's what it costs. So now it costs us about a dollar to make it with this hyperinflation that we're experiencing. So it went from 30 cents to a dollar, but the loaf of bread that used to be available at the Chinese factory outlet is now 3x. So it costs us 3x more, and to buy it, it costs 3x. But if you want a loaf of bread like I make, it's more like that $5.99 loaf that Kyle's talking about that this lady found in her shopping cart. $5.99 for a loaf of bread. Nobody from the first Great Depression would believe that a loaf of bread would cost $5.99. Nobody would believe that. Because a loaf of bread when I was a child back in the 60s was 17 cents. Now I have a pretty good memory about a lot of things. And so that's these things pop up when we're in class and I teach this. Another thing. I was talking with top management at a network, not GCN, not the Rents Radio Network, and not Global Star, another network. And we were talking, just having a casual discussion about content. And this network owner knows of USA Prepares and said, you know, USA Prepares has great content. There's no question about it. But we're talking about the listeners. What do the listeners want? Well, the listeners might not get excited about great content. They seem to get more excited about political things that they can't do anything about. Isn't that interesting? People seem to get interested or excited about things they can't do anything about, which is back to what Kyle said in the beginning of today's class, content. Packaging seems to be so important, and content falls by the wayside. That's where we are today. There's no question about it. That network owner was absolutely, positively right on the money. He was right. Entertainment. Entertainment is where it's at. Half of the internet right now, maybe over half of the internet, is streaming video. Like watching movies. Because you want to watch them right now. Right now. And when we were children, when Kyle and I and the rest of your faculty were children, if you wanted to watch a television program, you waited all week, so that you could see that television episode. And it was on when it was on, and you didn't, if you weren't there, you missed it. So if it came on at 7 o'clock in the evening, over the over-air television, and you wanted to watch Bonanza, for example, and you waited all week for it, and you showed up at 8 o'clock, you missed it. And they weren't going to replay it for you. There was no on-demand anything. You did it on their schedule, and you had to learn how to get in line. You had to learn how to behave, or you'd miss it. Kyle, back to you.
Yeah, you're talking about bread, Vince. Have you heard, I imagine you probably have, but have you heard of Acheta powder? A-C-H-E-T-A powder? It's ground up crickets, and it is now starting to show up in as an ingredient in chips, biscuits, grain, protein bars, some breads and pastas. And if you look up, I haven't verified this, but they're saying from what I have read that this Acheta powder, it's ground up crickets. And it's, they're promoting it as a good thing, of course, and it's starting to end up in your food, in your grains, in your biscuits. So this is something that they're going to use. Bill Gates has already invested in it, so you knew it was coming down the pike. That's something they're going to use to try to cheapen your food and make it even worse than it is, to help kill off the rest of the American population eventually, because I guarantee you there will be some kind of a disease outbreak among these crickets, and they'll end up in the food supply, and people will have eaten it, and it will become transmissible to humans. It, you can see the writing on the wall. It's the same exact thing that happened with the COVID vaccine and COVID, which was nothing but flu. But the vaccine ended up, you know, it's killing people now like crazy. I've known three or four people, Vince. I actually know four people right now off the top of my head that got the vaccine. And one of them got a booster, and he has some kind of sickness that they cannot put a label on. They can't even find it. And two other women, one was a nurse and one was worked in the hospital. Both of them got it, and they both have two of the listed side effects of this the vaccine, one is going to die, and the other one will die a terrible, long, prolonged death because of these two side effects. And then the other guy has had nothing but heart trouble since he's gotten that vaccine within just a couple of months, and he is still fighting it. So it's like whatever they are doing, folks, we got to realize we're in a war. This is a war. You're fighting for your life whether you realize it or not. But I guarantee you one thing. If you don't realize that you're in the battle, you're going to lose first. You're going to lose quick. Because the reality is, if you don't wake up and start fighting this battle and doing stuff for yourself, I know it's hard. We've been brought up in a fluff packaging society, like I started out with. We've been brought up in that, and it's made lazy minds, weak bodies, and mentally we're not able to push through different tasks to accomplish things that require mental and or physical effort. We don't want to put it in. I've got a neighbor that has been telling me for 6 years he's going to put in a garden. Now, he's bought food ahead, trying to prepare a little bit, filled up a couple of freezers, but he has yet to start one little 20 by 20 garden. They even have it fenced, but they didn't have it done nothing. It takes physical and mental strain and effort to accomplish these things. If all you do is think about it and talk about it on a keyboard and watch videos about it, I guarantee you what they're teaching you and telling you about it is not going to be your real life experience, except in about maybe one out of every 15 tries. I guarantee you, you're going to learn something. I remember one time this guy was talking to me, and I was really young, and a guy was trying to explain something to me, and I kept arguing with him when I was young because I was trying to understand it better. And I'll never forget, he said to me, you know, 30 minutes of doing it will be worth 8 hours of studying about it. Because that's the reality of how life works. I learned a huge lesson right there. 30 minutes of working at it and doing it was worth more, because I found out real quick what worked and what didn't work, than 8 hours of studying about it. Now, am I saying don't study about this stuff? I'm not saying that at all. But I'm saying there comes a point where you got to put rubber to the road. You got to put leather to the ground, and your back's got to pick up the strain and start doing it. Please do this, because this snowball effect of inflation is coming faster, and it's going to increase and increase and increase. And all, I guarantee you this too, the powers that be know this is coming. Why do you think the news constantly is talking about Trump and all of these other diversionary things that don't really, there's nothing you can do about it? Why do you think they're doing that? I'll pick this up on the other side. I hear the music again.
Yeah. Kyle's making outstanding points, class. The kind of points that you don't hear in other broadcasts.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras. Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Kyle, you were talking about diversions. Please continue.
Sure. So, folks, if you're thinking about why the news, think about what they're saying. Just analyze it. Don't just sit there and get wrapped up in it. Think about it. Think, is there anything I can do about this Trump case? Anything? Is there anything I can do about the Congress spending all these hundreds of millions of dollars to promote war all over the planet? There's nothing you can do. But what do you think would happen if the news were to say, you know, our national debt to GDP ratio is at 122%. By next year, it's going to be 129%. And if we stay on track with this, our inflation rate, if we include energy and food, is going to jump from 25% to 40%. And then the year after that is projected that it'll go from 40% to 85%. And our economy is slated to slow at a rate of 3 to 10% per year, maybe even as fast as 3 to 10% per quarter. Can you imagine what would happen if the news were to say that? All of a sudden, maybe some of the GDP, the generally dumb public, would wake up and people would start fighting for and demanding real change to divert the direction that this country is going. But they're not going to say that. They want to keep you focused on packaging, on hoping that Trump is going to be able to overcome all these obstacles and all this drama that they have they've put out in the media so that he can hopefully, you think, change it. He's not going to change it. There's, regardless of who is elected in this next selection in November, there is going to be chaos like you can't believe. And the powers that be are looking for any excuse to blame the collapse of this nation on anything other than them. Anything other than them. They will use, more than likely, why do you think they keep vilifying the white male? Why do you think they keep pushing all kinds of transgender stupidity? And these crazy people that think they're animals. They're insane, folks. Let's just wrap it all up in that. These people are insane. So stop looking at them, stop giving them attention, and start dealing with the things that are going to affect your life regardless of who's elected. It isn't going to matter. Do what you can do. Focus on the things you can change, the things you can work on, and accomplish something toward that end of you and your family's survival. Because it's going there whether you like it or not. And to the degree, this is important, to the degree you prepare will be to the degree your family has a chance, not for sure, but they have a chance of surviving this. Your comments, Vince.
Well, I've got a lot of comments. you've brought a whole bunch of topics here. Class, the rejoinder, no whining. That was something that I wrote about 14 years ago. No whining. And you hear that every day at USA Prepares, twice a day. Hour one and hour two. And I really haven't mentioned this, maybe once or twice, not very often. That was aimed right at a nationally syndicated broadcaster. And you know this person's name. You all know this person's name. And this person does a broadcast, says it, and then 8 minutes later he says it in a slightly different way, and then 8 minutes later he says it a slightly different way, and he whines. That's what that's aimed at. We'll be right back.
It's happening daily. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. Time is short before something big happens, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure 4-week emergency food kits for each member of your family. Each kit contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $50 on each 4-week food kit you purchase. Plus, get free shipping on Ready Hour 4-week emergency food kits. You're not ready if it's not Ready Hour foods. At My Patriot Supply, you can also get solar power generators, water filtration units, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your unmarked boxes ship the same day. Shop MyPatriotSupply.com today. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. Recent polling from Quinnipiac University finds most American voters think Donald Trump either did something illegal or at least unethical in the New York hush money case. Voters were polled about Trump's criminal trial connected to charges of falsifying business records. 46% believe the former president did something illegal, while 27% believe he did something unethical but not illegal. 18% believe he did not do anything wrong. The Arizona House of Representatives has passed a bill to repeal a Civil War-era abortion law. State Democrats have successfully advanced a bill that would eliminate the 1864 law, which had banned nearly all abortions. The legislation now proceeds to the state Senate, where it is expected to be approved early next month. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume.
USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Yeah. Now, Kyle was talking about packaging. And I remember listening to this broadcaster, nationally syndicated, real famous guy. Y'all know his name. And he was doing a live read. Now, a live read is when the host reads a commercial. Okay, that's called a live read in the world of radio, as compared to a pre-programmed, pre-produced commercial. So a live read is if I were to talk about something right now, so y'all can get one, hurry up and get it right now before the train pulls out of the station. That would be a live read. So this broadcaster was talking about this General Motors car, and it's called the HHR, and it's funny looking. There's no question about this thing. It was styled after a 1940s vintage Chevrolet Suburban truck. And so the HHR came out 2006 through 2011. So it was in production for 6 years. And really, class, these are world-class funny looking. There's no question about it. I don't know why anybody would buy one, you know, unless someone paid them to take it. But it's really a funny looking vehicle. I wouldn't want one. But anyway, this nationally syndicated broadcaster was talking about how cool, not my words, his words, this vehicle is, and you could even customize it to your liking, because you could pick an optional steering wheel or two, and you had a choice of a few different steering wheels, so you could customize this HHR to suit your personality. Now that's packaging. So here's a funny looking car, and this announcer, this host, is telling you that, hey, you can make it like suit your style, which is nuts. Who buys a car for a steering wheel? Seriously, who? So Kyle was talking about packaging. Absolutely right. He mentioned COVID and four people that he knows who have been killed by it. My words, killed by it. I know five. Two neighbors, two extended family members, and one instructor. All got the jab. All have died. And you were talking about a cheetah powder, ground up crickets. I've been saying for a couple years now, and I can't prove any of this, but pasta, and I've called the companies. I said, like, what's up with the pasta? Bugs are popping out of the strands of pasta. What's up? And they go, oh, no, can't be, because we heat treat it. No, these are the major brands that you all know about, including the store brands, and bugs pop out of the pasta. This is new. Now, I don't know if this is true or not, but it sure seems like it's a possibility. This is my mind running wild here. It seems possible that if they're grinding up crickets, maybe they're eggs of other bugs that are hanging out with the crickets, and those bugs are popping out of the pasta. They're eggs in there, and they're hatching. And if you want to know what I'm talking about, you know, look at pasta that's about 1 year old, and the shelf life is way longer than that, and you look at the pasta, and you'll see these white spots. And if you look carefully, you'll see bugs. It's not just a discoloration of the spaghetti strands. These are bugs that are popping out. And when you pour out the pasta, here's what we do, class. We have a clear glass mixing bowl. And it's like, oh, maybe 10 inches tall. So it's pretty big. And so we carefully open the end of the pasta box. And then we gently pour out the pasta into this clear glass bowl so we can see what lands in the bottom. And then we tap the bottom of the box, which is held higher, to see if anything falls out. And if it looks like dust is falling out, well, that dust is probably remnants of the bug population that's living in that box of pasta. I am not kidding. Kyle, are you seeing any of that in Montana, or is that just centric to Missouri?
Well, I haven't seen it, Vince, because the wife does most of the cooking. But I am planning you're mentioning about making bread. I decided I'm going to make a loaf here just as soon as the broadcast is over and I get some chores done. But
well, you don't have to do that. You don't have to wait because I've tested this and this absolutely works. During the bottom of the hour breaks, I can run from the studio in the farmhouse into the kitchen and I can set up a whole loaf of bread to be baked within the bottom of the hour commercials. So you don't have to wait till it's over. You can do it. Well, I can't do it today, but maybe next Thursday. You can. what I'm saying is it takes about 5 minutes. You can literally start the baking a loaf of bread. And that includes heating the water. That includes measuring the flour, the yeast, the salt, the sugar, and the oil. Put it all into the automatic bread maker. And ours is an antique. It's got to be, you know, over 25 years old. And I'm going to be really upset if I outlive this thing. I'm going to be really upset because, well, why shouldn't it last a lifetime, right? I mean,
ours is probably 15 years old as well, Vince. It's funny.
Yeah.
And we've
how is it
used.
Possible? Yeah, so did I. Cool. All right. Let's have a showdown right here, Kyle. How much did you pay for yours? How much did you pay for yours?
I can't can't remember, Vince, to be honest with you. We own three of them, different ones over the years. Uh-huh. I know I paid, I bought one at a thrift store when they had a half off sale. I bought one for $10. I remember that one. But
you
the
win.
One that we're using right now, I don't know.
You always win, Kyle. I paid $15.
Well, I can't. You might have beat me on this other one we're using right now because I'm not 100% sure. I can only remember the one of them. The older I get, the less my, the better I was and the harder things were, kind of thing. The older you get, and I think that's because everything seems harder than it is right now than it used to be.
Yeah, and it hurts. And it hurts more when you fall. You know, Kyle, I was at the blackboard, and I was teaching a college class, and day number one, right? So I'm in front of this group of college students, and I'm at the board for the first time, and I'm writing on the board, and one of the students said, "Mr. Finelli, I think you made a mistake," and so I didn't turn around. I just kept writing, and I said, "Y'all know that the mind is the second thing to go, right?" And I just kept writing.
Yeah, that's true. But the it's not so much, and this has to do back to preparedness, It's not, I remember a long time ago, it was one of my college professor guys that in Bible college that was talking to us about being men. And it actually was a class to men. And one of the things he said in there, and I'm sure he got it from somebody else, but one of the things that stuck with me for the rest of my life was success is more a matter of attitude than it is your mental ability or aptitude. That's the word he used, aptitude. It's a lot more have to do with your attitude than it does your aptitude. And I think that's preparedness 101 to start, If you're not going to, like I said, my dad used to say, if it can't be done, I'll do it. And if it's impossible, it'll take me a little longer. And so that's the reality of the attitude you've got to have,
Your dad was really something. I mean, during the years that you've been broadcasting and quoting your dad, some of the things he said, absolutely brilliant. I mean, just a few words delivering an incredible point. And I love that one. I love the one that you just said about.
And I know you're people have criticized you about being OCD and all of that kind of stuff online. And I get irritated at it. But I got to thinking about that the other day, Vince. If you absolutely, positively have to depend on a piece of equipment or a tool or something, would you want the guy that built that to be OCD as possible? And I think sometimes, people, it's like when I built a huge addition one time on the side of our house. And when I got it done, the layout of it, I had a friend of mine who was a master carpenter come over there, and he measured the corner to corner of it. And it was a 16th of an inch off. And I said, "Well, I think I can fix that." And he said, no. He started laughing. He said, "You don't understand." He said, "Nothing, no houses out here are that close." And it just, I don't like having to, I've learned, I guess, and I'm sure you have too, Vince, that when you start and you get the foundation right and you get the base right, it makes everything else go smoother. So if your rototillers are all working good and you made sure that they are still running good and working good, That makes your gardening easier. If your tools are not broken handles and ruined and dull and you didn't fix them, that makes your gardening easier. Taking care of the initial, the foundation principle things of trying to get things done. Make sure you've got backups. All of these things. I am so grateful over the years for having met you on GCN, and as this is our last broadcast on GCN, I think, having done it all these years and met you on this program and all of the knowledge and wisdom and understanding and the how-to of everything that you have shared has just been a major blessing in my life. And to have you as a friend, I'll always be grateful to GCN for even just that one thing. Having met you and learned from you all over the years, it has been a huge blessing in my life.
Kyle, I feel the same way and about you and your wife Sharon and her girlfriend Kathy in Ohio. And class, when I say girlfriend, I'm using the old definition of girlfriend. And Bert's my boyfriend. I haven't seen Kyle's my boyfriend too. Okay, so is Rich. So I'm using it in the old fashioned terminology, not this new twisted term. And Kyle, I am the most fortunate guy on the planet. I really feel that way because I have friends like Kyle and Bert and Rich and Greg, Dr. Norm Shealy, Dr. Sergey, all of the instructors. It's just Charles in Ohio. And by the way, class, on Friday, next Friday, not tomorrow, but next Friday, Bert and Greg are willing to share their time so the instructors can call in and we can have a going away party on GCN. And I've invited the engineers, the staff of GCN to weigh in. What's it like working with us here at USA Prepare? So expect that over the next few days.
It's happening daily. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. Time is short before something big happens, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure 4-week emergency food kits for each member of your family. Each kit contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $50 on each 4-week food kit you purchase. Plus, get free shipping on Ready Hour 4-week emergency food kits. You're not ready if it's not Ready Hour foods. At My Patriot Supply, you can also get solar power generators, water filtration units, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your unmarked boxes ship the same day. Shop MyPatriotSupply.com today. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
You know, class, this is kind of an emotional time for many of us here at Genesis Communications Network. It is the largest alternative network in the world. And it's going to go dark. And it's going to close. And so there's some scrambling of hosts. There's some scrambling of advertisers. There's some scrambling of the employees. And then there are the scrambling of the people who work for the hosts. I mean, this is a huge, huge deal. I don't think anyone really understands how big of a deal this is for freedom, for liberty, for speech. And when you look at USA Prepares, here's how I look at it. Here's one of the reasons why we do this. I know that you experience things in your lives. I'm talking about our students out there and our instructors who are listening as well. I know that you experience things in your lives, and then you wonder, is it just me? Am I the only one that had this Kenmore dishwasher front panel fall off? Am I the only guy? Or am I the only guy that has a refrigerator that makes this thunking noise? Am I the only guy that has this LG refrigerator freezer combination side by side, and you close the refrigerator door and the freezer door pops open? Am I the only guy? Well, what we bring to light is you're not the only guy. They all do it because they all have the same glue, or they all have the same thin skin on their refrigerators, or they all have the same design flaws. And you're not the only guy. And I don't think there are other broadcasts that teach that and how to do things. And teach the things that Kyle did. Kyle mentioned that I'm OCD. And, yeah, there was a gal who called into another network, not GCN, not Rents Radio, not Global Star, another radio network, who absolutely attacked me and said that she knew what my problem was. I'm OCD. As if that's a defect. OCD means, poor guy, he's OCD. I don't, you know, it's terminal. You can die from that. I mean, really? OCD means you are absolutely, absolutely focused on making it as good as you possibly can. And you're not willing to do a half-baked job. Okay? That's OCD. And that's me. That's Kyle, that's me, that's your instructors. We are not willing to do it half-baked. If we can do it right, we are absolutely going to do it right. And it goes back to my first day at Sears Automotive back in the 70s when the shop foreman said, walked me across from the automotive, 20 Bay Automotive Repair Center across the parking lot at the great big Sears store on the East Coast to get my shirt, you know, my uniform shirt that I'd wear with my blue jeans, the gray shirt. I still have it, by the way. That quality was that good. I still have it. I still wear it. It's right here in the studio because I'm going to put it on. This is just like 50 years old. Okay. It's still in style. It's a mechanic shirt. It's gray. Anyway, he said to me, put his arm on my shoulder and said, and you could do that back then. You could do that. You could touch an employee. And he said, Vinny, remember this for the rest of your life. May the job be big or small, do it right or not at all. And you don't need to take any pills for OCD. And, you know, there was no such thing as OCD. Back then, it was just doing the best you can. That's what it was. Now, Kyle mentioned a foundation being 1/16th of an inch off. Now, I know what that means. So when you square up a foundation, you take a diagonal measurement from one corner diagonally across to the other corner of the foundation before you start, you know, pouring concrete. And you want the measurements from one diagonal to be exactly the same as the other diagonal. If not, you don't have a rectangle or a square. You've got a trapezoid. And then everything from then on is going to be miserable. Everything's going to be off. And here, so you spend that extra, I don't know, maybe a half hour, maybe an hour, and you get it perfect. And if it's level and square, the job is going to be a lot easier than if it's not. So does a 1/16th of an inch matter? Yeah, it does to me. It does to Kyle. So there's an expression here in Missouri that contractors use. And it's kind of like, thank God for the drywall guys. Thank God for the drywall guys. You know what that means? That means that the framing is off. The walls are cockeyed, the studs are not straight, but the drywall guys come and cover it all up. And the homeowner never sees it. Thank God for the drywall guys, because they fix that. Yep. Is that true, Kyle, you know, or not?
Yep. I wanna leave the class with the quote that I said earlier there about, you know, folks, to the degree that you prepare will be to the degree that when all of this stuff comes down around your ears, your family will have a chance to survive what's coming. You know, Aldous Huxley had another quote that I looked up the other day because I think it's important. He said, people will come to love their oppression, to adore the technologies that undo their capacities to think. And that's what we've tried to reverse on USA Prepare.
Sure, words were never spoken. Absolutely correct. Technology is going to kill us all. And the problem that we have as preparedness-minded people is we're outnumbered 10,000 to 1 at least. Kyle, love you. Thank you so much.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327. Or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.